I hope other endings will start to register with you now as helpmates that make understanding German so much easier. For example, the close link between the ending L, E-double-L in German, and AL, A-L in English. You can, I'm sure, see the similarity between formel and formal, and traditionell and traditional. Based on this, how would you say original? Originell. And official, remembering that the C will change to a Z, Z. Offiziell. Special becomes speziell, and financial, finanziell. This is great news, but I'm afraid one can't assume that it will be a consistent pattern. As we said before, welcome the good, reliable friends, but accept that there are bad ones too. Indeed, there are some very false friends on this path. Eventuell is one such candidate. It ought to mean eventually, but in fact, it really means possibly. So, what would this mean?
Meine Mutter wird eventuell morgen ankommen.
Meine Mutter, my mother, wird eventuell morgen ankommen, will possibly, might, arrive tomorrow. Aktuell, similarly, does not mean actually. Instead, it means relevant, in the sense of topical or current. So listen to this piece of headline news.
Das aktuelle Problem in Deutschland. 5 Millionen arbeitslos.
Das aktuelle Problem in Deutschland. The current problem in Germany. 5 Millionen arbeitslos. 5 million unemployed. Something useful to note is the affinity between the German ending ish, spelt I-S-C-H, and the English ending ish, I-S-H, as in childish, which is kindish in German. This also works for British, English, Holländisch, Spanisch, and Türkisch, meaning, yes, Turkish, but don't assume it will always work so consistently. Similarly, once you click that the English ick and ickel also corresponds to the German ish, then you can deduce that praktisch means practical, and you could work out historical as
historisch,
and political,
politisch,
classical,
klassisch,
and even typical,
typisch,
typisch. But don't apply this link randomly. It certainly works for
optimistisch,
pessimistisch,
fantastisch,
romantisch,
and even
dynamisch,
meaning yes, dynamic. But be wary, it's a handy aid, not a certainty. Like myself, you were probably surprised when Michelle Thomas mentioned that you only need around 800 to 1500 words in order to be able to function in another language. By the end of this course, you'll have many more than that, and, more importantly, a very good insight into how German words are built up from smaller component parts. There is a trail of clues within the language that you will be able to pick up and interpret. This will make you realize, as Michelle Thomas intended, that you can build up your vocabulary without total dependence on a dictionary. Vielen Dank für die Konzentration. Bis bald.